I'd ask for the homily this morning. If any of the young people want to help me out, I'd invite you to come forward. And while the students are coming forward, I'd ask the grown-ups, if you guys could find your keys, maybe they're in your pocket, maybe they're in your purse, I ask you to take them out. Now, as you take out your keys, I want you to just look through your keys for a minute and see if you can figure out what all these keys are that you have on your ring. These students, you guys can go ahead and have a seat on the floor. Sometimes we get keys and we're given a key and we just, oh, I'm just going to put it on my key ring. And then we ended up, we gain 10 pounds when we put our keys in our pockets or in our purse because we have so many keys. What kind of keys do you think your grown-ups have? Do you know what do you think they have keys?
House keys.
House keys? What else?
Car keys.
Car keys? Anything else? That's it. You think they have two keys? You think all grown-ups just have two keys?
Keys
too? Boat keys? Maybe a boat key?
Keys to the parents' house?
Keys to their parents' house, maybe. All right, so maybe that's true. How about anything else?
A boat to wherever they work.
Okay, yeah, a key to wherever they work, yes? Anything else?
Keys for driving.
Keys for driving, right. So they probably have a lot of keys. Any grown-ups think they have the most keys? You say, I have like 400,000 keys. Anybody think that? No? Maybe? I know I have a key to the tabernacle, which is pretty cool. I don't know if anybody else has one of those. Where's the tabernacle? It's over there to get out the body of Christ to bring to those who are sick. Right? And I also have a key to the school, too. So that's pretty cool.
And some keys are for the swimming pool.
Sometimes keys are for swimming pools, too. That's right. But we have keys for a lot of reasons. We heard about keys today in the gospel. Who did Jesus give keys to? Who did he? To Saint? Saint? Uh-oh, we're going to have to ask the grown-ups. Grown-ups, no, who did he give keys to? Yes?
Simon?
Right, Simon Peter. He said, Peter, here are your keys. And what do you think Jesus gave him keys to? He said, hey, here's to my house so you can lock up when I'm gone. No, what were the keys to? The keys to the? What were the keys to? Keys to the kingdom of heaven. Those are the keys that we got. So that's the keys that we're celebrating. We have a lot of cool keys. Sometimes we have keys we don't even know what they get into. But the keys that Jesus gives to St. Peter are keys to the kingdom of heaven. You guys been watching the World Cup any? So you know about all the flags of the world? Can I get a volunteer to help me pull something out of the bag? Yes, sir. Why don't you pull something out of the bag here? How about this flag? Do you know what country that is? You're watching a lot of soccer, World Cup. What flag is that? Do you know what country that is? Do you know? They're not in the World Cup. That was a trick question, though, actually. They're not in the World Cup. This is not a World Cup team. Do you know what it is? It's a church flag, which is the Vatican flag. Sometimes you've seen the Vatican flag. What's on the Vatican flag? Oh, there it is. There it is. It's on the window, too. Very good. That's right, because that's a representative of the Vatican. So what's that top thing on that image? What is this? This here. This is a crown. It's a hat, right? So the Pope, when he talks to us, when bishops talk to us, they wear a hat. Why? Because they have authority. They have authority, and we listen to them. Now, when they talk to God, what do the bishops do with these cool hats? They take them off because they don't have authority over God, just when they're addressing their people. So Simon Peter receives a wonderful authority from Jesus, like, you're going to go forth and you're going to tell people about me. The other image of St. Peter, the other image of the Vatican flag is these two things, or what? Keys. And why is that important? Because they're the keys to where? To the kingdom. To go be with God, right? And so where are those keys? What do these keys look like? In our faith, what do those keys look like? Do you know what kind of keys we have? Okay, but specifically, what are the keys to help us to get to heaven? We have wonderful gifts that the church gives us. What are those keys? Love expressed how? Faith, right? Love and faith. But specifically, how do we as Catholics celebrate love? Starts with an S. Sacraments. Sacraments are the keys to the kingdom. What sacrament are we going to see in just a minute? Asher Bentley's going to be what? Baptized. The keys to the kingdom lie in the sacraments. So he's going to receive the keys to forgiveness and love and being entered into God's family. What's another sacrament that we receive every single week, every single day? Yes, ma'am. Holy Communion of Jesus giving us his body, blood, soul, and divinity, which is a key to help us get where? To heaven. And how about one more? One more very special sacrament. One more key. You want to help me? What other sacrament do we have that helps us to unlock us, to free us? Ooh, what's that? Do you know what that's a sign of? What is that? It's a trick question. You know, you ask your friends. What do you guys, do you know what that is? What is it?
Priest,
you know what it's called? You're right, exactly. Priest wear it around our neck when we celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation. And this is called a, do you remember? It's called a stole. Yeah, it's called a stole. This is what the priest wears. And when Jesus gave Peter the authority, he said, you're going to have the keys. The keys to unlock sin. That's a pretty cool key, huh? Now, sometimes we sin and sometimes we feel like we're bound up. Who else was bound up in today's first reading? Do you remember? Remember in the first reading we heard the story about somebody being chained up. They were going to kill him. Peter was chained up, and Peter was, not only was he chained up, he was double chained. He had twice as many chains as most people do. Sometimes our sins, they cause us to feel like we're chained up, and sometimes we feel like we're double chained, and we can't be free. And that's why Jesus said to Peter, you have the keys to unlock sin. And that's why we celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation. So I would hope that you guys enjoy the sacrament of reconciliation, to allow God to use His key to unlock the chains of sin that bind you. Because we are called to be free. We are called to love. We are called to serve. That's what our God invites us to do. So I hope that you guys understand the richness of our faith, the keys that we have, the keys that set us free. And for the grown-ups, I'd ask you that as you use your keys this week to get into your house or to your car or to your boat or whatever you have keys to, that you remind yourself that, look, I have keys that are even more powerful than this. The keys of heaven. The keys to the kingdom of God's love. And so I hope that when you look at your keys this week, you're reminded of the keys that God gives you and that promise of everlasting life. Now today we celebrate two very, very special saints. Y'all pick up on that? Yes, ma'am? St. Peter and St. Paul. And how are they alike? How are they alike? Do you know how they're alike? They're alike in a lot of ways. They're holy men. They're brothers in faith. And there's something else very special about them. Somebody else want to, you want to help me? We've got one more item here in the bag. There's another way that Peter and Paul are very special. It's in the way that their lives ended. In this bag here. What's that? Do you know what this is? It's a photo. It's a picture. I actually saw this picture in Rome outside St. Paul's church. Peter and Paul. Peter, this is a picture of Peter and Paul. And this picture, the legend is that on the way to their death, Peter and Paul met. They were getting ready to die, and this beautiful picture captures their embrace. Now, Peter and Paul had some differences. They had some difficulties. There are times when they just didn't get along. St. Paul calls St. Peter in the book of Galatians a hypocrite because he didn't agree with what St. Paul was doing. But they were both very, very holy men, and they both gave their lives in service to the Lord. And this particular picture is awesome because it captures that moment that they were getting ready to go see Jesus. And I wonder what was said in this exchange. I wonder if Peter said to Paul, hey, have fun with that beheading. Yeah, I will. And you have fun being crucified upside down. Yeah. I don't know what they said in that moment, but my guess is they didn't say much because they knew that they were getting ready to receive the treasure of the keys of the kingdom that God gave them, that they knew they were going to see each other in just a little bit, that they were going to receive the great gift, that great promise of the God's love to us. We celebrate the feast of St. Peter and Paul because they show us how we can use the keys of faith, how we can be set free by God's love, by His forgiveness, by His mercy in our lives. And so as we continue in prayer today, we ask Saints Peter and Paul to pray for us that we may receive the keys of faith that our God has given us. Now, many of you know this is my last weekend here at St. Thomas More as pastor administrator. And in some ways, I feel like the emotions that are captured in this picture. Like, what do you say? This is the third straight summer that I've had to say to a parish family, I've got a new assignment I've got to start this week. But that's what I'm called to do. But I also have to say that I do feel like this image captures who we are. that we've learned a lot from each other. I appreciate all the kind things that everybody said about me, to me, since I've been here. It's been a wonderful blessing to be able to be your priest, to be able to shepherd you, to walk with you, to hear your stories, to be loved by you, to love you. I thank you very, very, very much for all the support, the hospitality, the love that you have for me. And I hope that as we continue in celebration of this great feast, that we're open to the spirit of the love of the Lord that touches us, who puts people in our lives to show us how to love, who show us how to live. And I'm very grateful for the love that you've shown me here at St. Thomas More. I'd ask you that as I go forth and begin my new assignment, that you please pray for me, where I'm going to be at Office of Vocations, traveling across the diocese, trying to get young men and women to answer call to service of the Lord. It's not going to be easy work, so I'm going to really rely on your prayers. Please know that I will continue to pray for all of you, and know that you have a special place in my heart because of all the love that we share, the stories that we've shared, the things that we endure together. As we continue in our great celebration today, we thank God for the keys to the kingdom of faith that he gives us. And we ask the Lord to continue to set our hearts on fire so that maybe one day we can all be reunited and joined together in that wonderful place of heaven that our God has prepared for all of us. Thank you guys for your help. You can go have a seat. Thank you.